Welcome to an edition of the Thrones is the Game. My man Matt here is sitting here. So Tyler and Raven want to go be lawyers. So they're living the life of a lawyer, jet setting, solving.
They're probably like hunched over like a terrible hotel room table with like way too much paper.
And with free food that's good, meanwhile, but it's probably making it bigger. And he has Carlos Rossi.
We've got wine and beers on the table here.
And Carlos Rossi.
And I'm done with work for the day.
No, keep in mind, Carlos Rossi is the main point of this whole thing.
Carlos Rossi kind of looks like the dude from Thrones, though, right?
Have you ever researched Carlos Rossi? Who he is?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Who is he?
He's a dude that just was making wine out in California, and then he decided to start mass distributing it.
And then he hollered E-40.
Because that's what
happened. No, you can't tell me that's how we didn't know about Carlos Rossi.
I found out about Carlos Rossi in college by old heads. Like, old heads were drinking it already.
Because they were listening to E-40 songs.
But then I heard about it.
E-40 has a song called Drinking That Carlos Rossi.
What year did it come out?
Oh, 97? Okay. 98?
So maybe that did promote it.
Early in the game, though. But
you know, Carlos Rossi has commercials, though. Like, that Carlos Rossi is in commercials on YouTube. Look up Carlos Rossi commercials on YouTube, and he will be that guy right there. Same dude. He's got
alive 30 years though, doing the same thing.
He's probably immortal drinking this Carlos Rossi. He's gonna wake up like Jon Snow.
So he said, like, I brought the bullshit from
he's got a thing. He said it's great. Enjoy it with chicken or fish. And I was like,
he said chicken and fish.
Yes, he said it's enjoyable. Enjoy it with my chicken or my fish. I was like, wait a minute, does Carlos Rossi have chicken and fish?
Are you marketing it towards people that drink it?
You marketing it towards me because I eat chicken and fish
constantly? Damn.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's a dope commercial. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
Damn,
look it up.
Well, hey, we're back. Email us, LandoCalPod@gmail.com. The Lando Cal Risen Experience on iTunes, Stitcher, everywhere you can get a podcast, we're there. Matt, where can they hit you up personally before? Because we don't get in a conversation and I'll forget.
So. Find me on Twitter @CheapSeatFan. You can follow a lot of different stuff I do gets routed through there. So you can always find out where I'm writing at, what show I'm on, whatever at that time. So on Twitter @CheapSeatFan, same on Instagram.
All right. So we're just going to jump into it though. Jon Snow is wrecking shop. We missed last week. Sorry about that, everybody. But we were just kind of reconfiguring everything. But so Jon Snow is hanging people. So.
He's back. Jon Snow is back. I got to go back to what we missed.
Yeah.
Like, so I got to just say, man, I was a little disappointed that he came back so soon. Mm. Like, I would have liked to have either seen it in the first show or, like, the show that's coming on this week. Like, the fourth episode. Because how many things could have happened? I felt like looking back now, knowing that he was coming back, like, when they were doing the whole thing about, you know, trying to force out everybody at Castle Black and trying to really work out what was going to happen at the Wall, like, yo, if they could have stretched that out and built the tension of that a little bit longer and then Jon Snow came back,
like mid-season or something
like
that.
Yeah, that would have been, like, such a dope, like, because they're going to do the little mid-season break for, like, a week or two and then bring him back, like, right before that. That would have been perfect.
But the thing is, I think that it was so much of an unkept secret that he was coming back. I think they kind of was like, fuck it. Like, we got to just...
See, I hate
give
that.
Up the ghost, though. I feel they figured they had to give up the ghost, though.
I hate that, though. I feel like if you know you got to do it, just do it right off the top, then. Do it first show. Like, it just...
You're saying either first or back.
Yeah.
Or first or, like, later on.
Yeah, like, do it at the end of the first show or do it at the, you know, at the next one. I mean, I guess you don't get the Melisandre scene in the first show.
Yeah.
And which is dope. Now, I'm going to say, so far this season, 3 episodes in, I don't think they've had a better start to any season than this season.
Oh, you're talking about a TV show period, though. I think this is the best start of a TV show as far as I can remember, though. I don't...
They watched a lot of TV, and I can't really think...
They just banged out. They gave you basically a mid-season...
Every show. At the end of the first show, you had Melisandre's reveal. Second show, you had Jon Snow.
Not just the first episode. The first episode, you had Dorne get all fucked up.
Well, I'm just talking about last scene, though. Yeah. I'm talking about, like, at the very end of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
ended. Like, one thing Thrones does great is end strong. You know? So, I mean, it's had 3 of its strongest endings ever. Like, in the first 3 shows of this season. So, I'm like, man, like, the ante is up. Yeah. Like, it, like the, yeah. the like stakes is high right now. So, I mean, you have Melisandre in the first... her reveal in the first week. Then you have Jon Snow come back to life to end the second one, and then you've got Jon Snow taking everybody out, and then him walking away from the Night's Watch to end the third one. It's like been one of the dopest starts to the show.
What's so funny is though is that it's so funny with him leaving the Night's Watch, because I'm a book reader. I've read all of the books, and I think about it, I'm like, they say that when you get rebirth, that you lose a part of yourself. Mm-hmm. That whole scene when he went through everybody getting hung, like, he literally was like almost kind of like a, what is it? What do they call him? Where the hangman? Mm-hmm. Where it's almost like I'm gonna give you your time to say whatever, but I really don't give a fuck though.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The old Jon Snow would have been like,
he would have been deliberated.
If you can negotiate your way out of this, don't tell me why you shouldn't be hung. I will take you off of here. He didn't give a fuck.
Nope.
And actually, the kid is the worst one of all of them, because keep in mind, he saved him from the wildlings, from dying. Then he kills Ygritte. You know, he's the one that shot Ygritte.
Mm-hmm.
He shoots Ygritte and everything, you know. And then he kept him up on his, like, his second man, like his little brother in charge, though. And you stab me up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing to say to you.
See, but also remember is that they also play with his emotions on the way out the door, because they said Benjen was back. And he ran out there and was like, oh, the treachery.
Yeah.
And he remembered all of that.
He remembers everything.
He remembers everything. Like, you remember dying? That's going to change you. On top of the fact of being brought back to life, that's going to change you. But then the fact of having that kind of treachery that literally ends your life, like, he was speaking to them, referencing the fact that you killed me. And then dude's like, you're not supposed to be here. You're not supposed to be here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Guess what, though? I'm
here. So what you going to do about it right now?
And it was like, I mean, and they took it like some G's for the most part, but...
Nah, only Alistair took it like a G. Everybody else is sitting there looking... Well, I guess the little dude... Alistair and the little dude. The other two was like, I'm trying to...
I'm trying to live, Jon Snow.
Look here, man. They looking like the dude that left the Jesus. Talking about, look here, man. I only robbed one person. Why am I on the cross?
It's like, you know, he's come back and he's, you know, I mean, he's straight up, you know, like, he's hardcore. Like, the thing about it is, I like the fact that his humanity make him into, like, you know, like the Punisher or anything, like just walking the streets.
He may be, though.
Well, but you know what, though? He stopped and had his humanity about him. I just think he about a different order of business. Because now, here's the thing that I realized when I looked at it for the second time. I said, yo, he doesn't have to be in the Night's Watch anymore.
Because he died already. Because
he served his life term. He died and came back.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, now he's got a whole new mission he can go on. And he just walked out. He just walked away from the wall. Like, I don't have to deal with this anymore. I'm out. So I don't know where this goes. I don't know if he takes people with him, if they follow him.
Well, this is
he's going to be like a messiah type cat now, almost.
Understand. But at the same time, now, look at going back towards Winterfell. Winterfell wants to invade the Night's Watch though and make sure Jon Snow is dead.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if they're going to roll up and they be like, yo, Jon Snow is gone. Like, mm-hmm. We ain't got nothing for you though here though and everything though. And it's Jon Snow sitting there with the wildlings. And I don't know if it's going to be a combination. I think he's going to hook up with Sansa though some way. Because... Then and it even get more crazy though. I heard a theory that they basically saying that going to the new episode where the youngest son, that's all a setup. That's not the real. That's not a dire wolf that they put on the table.
Mm.
That they saying that's all a set. Everything is a setup to fuck up Ramsay though.
See, I thought that Rickon was going to be a lot younger than that, though. Like, he showed up looking like, you know, like a straight-up teenager. Like, I thought he was way younger than that.
No. Rickon is supposed to be, like, 10.
That dude was about 15.
Right, but old boy, look, he's old boy's like 19 right now in real life.
Yeah, that's true.
You do 6 seasons, though, from...
I don't remember him.
But that's what I'm talking about. So they were saying that the whole theory is that Rickon is setting up everything. Like, somehow, that family, though, I can't remember the family, though, but they basically, the family that was hiding him is basically hiding everything, though, and they basically said, we're going to throw a dire wolf over and we're going to make sure from the inside. And saying also the Karstarks are involved, too, because they are just making him want to kill Bolton, the main Bolton, though. Before they can just can take over everything.
I think Ramsey's set up for the fall. I think he's got a fall. But I don't know if it happens. I feel like there's going to be the Greyjoys are going to have something to do with that.
But see, I think the Greyjoys are may try to combine with him, though.
With Ramsey?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You got to think, though, the Greyjoys thing is, though, is that like he came in town, though, and just killed his brother, like, looking on a bridge and said, I ain't do it.
I feel like they got a, that's why I feel like they got, like, a whole different, like, agenda going on. Like, I feel like they're going in a whole different direction. You know, like, that's just such a crazy.
But the only reason I say it's not, though, because they keep, they put it in there.
Theo yeah, makes it back home this week coming up.
Yeah, though. Yeah. We're going to see, though, because he ain't got no dick.
Yeah.
You should have killed yourself a long time
ago. Going back. Talking about a man living on borrowed time.
Man, on borrowed time.
Brother, the minutes of your life don't mean shit if you ain't got
very,
no dick.
Very low, man. Very low. And then I know his sister is trying to be the king. And I'm sure Theon's going to be in mix because he technically is the rightful heir of the Iron Islands.
Yeah.
He shows back up. It throws everything all fucked up. Because him being gone, though, made it be the situation where they have a battle of moments. But he shows up, and then it's like... And that's why I think it makes sense that Theon's going back to the Iron Islands because now he's going to mess up everything going on there.
See, it gets your sister like a liaison, but she looked like she pissed. Like, dog, who are you now?
Yeah.
Like, Theon is...
Because I think she's messing up the whole game. He's messing up the whole game, though. Because she's the whole game is me and him in the fight.
Like, they're going to pull him out of being, like, Reek and pull him, like, back into being Theon. But, like, how do you do it if you ain't got no dick?
But I don't even think... I think it's more the fact that you came in, though, and that everyone's going to give you the love. I think it's off of a whole Columbia House Records thing, though. Like, you already spent this money, though. You should be good.
You owe this bread.
Yeah, you owe this bread. You and you good.
Yo, I had, like, Columbia House Records dropped off my credit report, like, 5 years ago. Like, it had been on there for, like, forever. It had been on there since the 90s.
It's supposed to be 7 years for a credit report.
Well, I mean, I'm only 33.
But it was like when did you get Columbia House then?
When I was, like, I don't know. It was, like, well, it's probably a little long. Like, 7 years ago.
So you got Columbia House 7 years ago?
No, I got it fell off my credit report 7 years ago. I got it 14 years ago.
Oh, okay. But that makes sense, though.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy. I bet you Theon got Columbia House on his credit report.
Oh, it's sitting there hard.
He got the no dickums on his credit report.
And he renewing it. He renewing for news. He bought that Dina Howard CD. And he pulled that Dina Howard CD up and it was all good.
So him going back up there is going to be interesting. I mean, it's like a whole, I don't know, they're all fucked up over there.
Man,
you know, I mean,
this makes no sense that his brothers came back in town.
So I ask you this then. Right now, if you looked at where everybody's at, who's in the best position right now?
Jon Snow.
Really?
He ain't supposed to be alive?
Because, well, that's true.
Because you can send out.
He's the anti Theon. Jon Snow, meanwhile, came back to life. This dude's with alive his penis with no
still
dick.
He can still roll.
Even though the dude told him, he said, you know, I know you're not a guy because I seen your dick. That hurts a little bit. But
I don't even care.
Though.
What if it is, though? I'm still rolling.
I'm back, though. That's what matters. So you feel like Jon Snow's got the upper hand right now? Everybody on the show?
Yeah. But Dorne is so weird.
I'm not even considering them right now. Because Dorne shouldn't be able to stand up to the Lannisters. Like, if they decide to bring the war to Dorne, they're fucked.
Yeah, but the problem is that you gotta get Kevin involved in it, though. Kevin is over all the Lannister family in our period.
Edmonds?
Not Babyface brother. Not Babyface brother. After
Babyface
seven.
Gonna show
not
up
Babyface brother. After seven, I'm told Kevin is gonna be the hand of the king now. He is way more temperamental than everybody else. So he's over everything, though. And Jaime's supposed to go back, though, to Castle Rock, though, and run this, though. He's still fucking around with Cersei, though.
Yeah, Jaime, you know, I look back on something that that Tywin said in season one. You gotta become the man that you're supposed to be. And Jaime ain't done it.
He ain't.
He done went off on an adventure.
But in the books, though, he did, though.
And got his
In the books, he did, though.
He got his hand cut off, you know what I'm saying? He done ran off.
Yeah. He went back to Dorne on some shit.
Yeah,
he went on a dummy mission, to be honest.
He went on a sucker mission to go knock on a chick door when she at home with another cat.
You know what I'm saying? Because
there was no problems in Dorne, though, until he showed up. Mm-hmm. Let's keep it 100.
Yeah, they was good. His
daughter was just sitting there, and she was chilling.
His daughter
fucked around
and got murked because
he showed up.
Yeah. Yeah. That old boy got that poison put on him by that crazy chick. Like, I don't know, man. It's crazy. Like, Jamie, I don't feel like anybody's got good footing right now. I don't feel like
anybody is.
Like, I feel like Jon Snow is, like, back.
You know
what?
I take that back. Bran does. Bran is in a... And I want to go in the Tower of Joy situation.
Yeah. We can do that. You know, let's do the Circle of Starks real quick.
Because there's a theory that's saying that the Three-Eyed Raven is Bran.
How?
Like on some Back to the Future shit, though, where basically he is trying to have himself change up something.
Mm. Wow.
Like, because when he talked to his dad, though, and
nobody's going to find him.
But they were saying that Bran basically goes back to talk to the Mad King, and the Mad King is mad because he's hearing Bran talk to him.
Damn. So he's interfering.
That's a theory. That's a fan theory.
Well, it makes sense because he just said...
And then the Mad King is sitting here hearing voices like, yo, you...
So let's talk about the Tower. Mm-hmm. All right, so...
Arthur Dayne was dope, but I wish his sword would have been doper. Mm-hmm. His sword is supposed to be called Dawn. Was he a big ass broadsword?
Like the dude on Soul Calibur?
Yup. Exactly. There you go. And he put Dawn in the sand though and pulled out two more though. But he's like, damn, this game's up. I mean, damn, why don't you pull out the missile launcher?
Yeah.
But you pulled out 235.
He looked at them all like they were boys and he was going to be able to take them out. And he did until he got stabbed in the back.
But then as a story, you know, fucking Stark didn't even say that. You know, that's a story. Wasn't like that. That's why his son was tripping though. Like, that's not the way the story. Pops told me the story though.
Or was it? Then two hit him like, or was it? Like, yeah, he ain't tell you the truth, but this is what happened though. You seeing it for yourself. Like, I think the thing that's dope that's happening with Bran now is that he's being taught to face reality.
Mm.
Like, dude looked at him and said, "You need to learn everything." Like, you need to learn how things really went so that you can know what you need to do going forward. I don't know how Bran fits into things long term. Like,
he's supposed to lead, though. He's supposed to lead. Remember when the little Burberry Bush chick, though, was talking to Howland's daughter and saying, like, you need to protect him when we leave. He's not going to be here forever. And right. Then remember, he said forever, though, you're not going to be here forever at all.
Yeah, he said you're not going to have to sit in a tree for 1,000 years. You know what I'm saying? He, like, basically let it be known he wasn't going to have to live that life. So, Bran's going to have a role out there in the world, but I just don't know how it... I don't know how it fits in.
Yeah, but that means he has the power, the most power, though.
I mean, it's crazy. You know, it's crazy the more you look at it, though. I kind of am starting to look at Jon Snow kind of like Michael Corleone, where Rob was Sonny. You know, Rob went and got the merc because he was acting...
That's a bad one because... Sonny was pretty wild. Now, Rob was a little bit more calculated. He just made one dumb move, fucking married some random broad, though.
Yeah, and look where we got him.
But Sonny was destined to die on the Godfather because that motherfucker was wilding out. He was fucking girls. He was fucking...
Sonny was throwing chicks to y'all. Like,
but Sonny was wild. Man. He's like, Weebay on the Wire. He was bound to be locked up or dead.
Damn, that is a good.
Or Chris Parlow, like he wasn't calculated at all. Like, I would at least give Jon Snow though that he at least was thinking.
Michael Corleone.
You saying Jon Snow? I'm not Jon Snow. I'm talking about Robb Stark. Robb Stark was more. He's in between Jon Snow and Sonny Corleone.
Okay.
He's not. Sonny Corleone was like, I'm gonna fuck bitches and I'm gonna fight. That's what I do. That's every day, all day.
I'm gonna kiss her.
And I'm gonna go mess your... I'm gonna fuck your girl afterwards.
I'm gonna revenge. But the thing I liked about it, though, is that Rob was about avenging his father. And Sonny was, too. And
that's
both of them got
killed. Very true.
That was their main motivator. Like, the things they got involved in were different.
Arya's
got a little Sonny Corleone in her, too.
She does, too.
She got a lot of Sonny Corleone in her. But Arya's kind of just wild. So anyway, though, I'm going to go back to what I was saying about the Circle of the Starks, though. And I'm going to count Jon Snow's
the Stark. Tower of Joy. Let's go to the Tower of Joy. Let's go back. Was his best dope warrior, though. I think they showed him well, but I wish they would have showed him... I don't know. I mean, he was dope, but it felt like it was kind of unwarranted.
Dude, he was trill with them two swords like Anakin Skywalker with them double sabers. Like, he was
fucking Darth Maul.
Yes. Well, Darth Maul I cut in half.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, the way he just whipped.
He was cold. I mean, but then, like, you know, I mean, I look at what we... I mean, I look
Howland Reed's supposed to be, like, my size. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be like 5'9", 150 pounds.
And he was out there giving that work.
No. Howland Reed got work first, though. He's the one that stabbed him in the back.
Oh, that's true.
And that's also, that's what you call his daughter and son, though. He's the only one knows who everything, period, that what happened, period.
So where are they going to go with that? Like,
they got to bring Howland Reed at some point.
Like, where are they going to go? Where are they going to go? I mean, I guess I'm looking at the big picture. Like, Bran's going back and looking at all this stuff, mm-hmm. and that's cool. You know, and like he showed his aunt, you know, when she was out and spry and everything like
that. And you got Hodor. Hodor is talking.
Are they going to show everything that led up to the Game of Thrones and Bran's going to go and look at it?
No, but the Game of Thrones, it starts from...
But are they going to show the Mad King and Jaime? Are they going
to show... But that was a theory that Bran started all, though. It's the whole Back to the Future thing that, like, you constantly... I would say more Terminator. How Terminator things are like, you did this, so therefore...
So Bran's got to undo that whole Game of Thrones from happening.
And that's why they're saying that the three-eyed Sparrow is Bran.
Wow, that's deep.
That's some whole other level conspiracy, though. That's Inception, exactly. That. So they were saying that he had a whole thing to do with the Mad King, because the Mad King was hearing Bran talk to him to stop everything going on with this. Telling him, like, yo... Like, no, it's not bad. Like, this is going on. Like, your son is with such and such. Don't trip.
That's heavy. I can't think that.
Yeah, that's too much. You can't do that. Like,
So Bran is off in the yonder. I don't think that... Here's the thing I'll say. I don't think that Bran's story gets a conclusion this year. I think Bran lives in the past this whole season. I don't think anything changed. I'm just glad he's back, because it's a different... It's kind of like while we're talking about The Godfather 2, where you go back and forth between Robert De Niro and Al Pacino.
And you see the back and forth, though.
I think it's needed. I think it makes sense. It shows different things. It gives Ned Stark a different, you know, a little different context, because, you know, he's a pivotal character that was only on the show for 7 episodes, you know, so, I mean, ever. But, you know, all right, so going on back beyond that, going back to the Starks, you know, we talked about Jon Snow. Mm-hmm. We talked about Bran. So Sansa... You know, she wasn't really, really on the show that much this past week.
I think she's lying, though.
Really?
I think she's fronting on the fact that I want to just get this, what I'm doing. She gonna kill everybody that I'm still on the list, though. Her list is still intact.
No, not Arya, Sansa.
Oh, Sansa? I'm not bad on that. That's what I think. It's gotta be a way. My whole still theory is that she's gonna take over Lady Stoneheart storyline. And wreak havoc, or maybe she don't. I don't know. If they she don't wreak havoc, though, then you don't give her no retribution for her being raped. Mm-hmm. You give her no retribution. If you don't let her just go around and pick up all these other families that's in the north, though, and just kill random people, though, you don't give her retribution.
I think the season ends with her and Jon Snow meeting up. I think that's the last thing you see.
So you think Jon Snow's keep the wildlings in his back pocket? But there's a war scene, though, between Ramsay and Jon Snow that's already documented. They already got pictures of.
Yeah, well, I think that Jon Snow is going to be the one that brings the war to get back what was the Starks, basically.
So basically, we're going to have all the North solidified, locked down. This is what we got right here.
Because you remember, that was what the whole thing was. It's like Sansa thought was happening. It was like, put the candle in the window.
Right.
So that they know what's going on here for real. Because the North is still loyal to the Starks if they know the Starks
exist. But let's go back to the theory, though, talking about Rickon, though, saying that why this random Stark family that had been holding them down for like 2 or 3 years, talking about we gonna come in and be down. That's why they're saying that this is an infiltration into Ramsay.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I think that Ramsay's so sloppy. You know, Ramsay's so sloppy. Ramsay crosses
over. He could have ran so much better up under his dad, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
and he's been sneaky and like, hey,
here's the thing. Like, yeah, the thing he's doing is that, like, he's killing himself. It's like when he killed Ruse, you know, you're basically like you're taking on too much responsibility.
And you don't know about nothing about that. You're not even loyal blood, like royal blood, though. No, period.
No, he knows it. Like from the very start of this season, he's found out already that he's on slippery grounds. So he tries to take out anything there, but he's not moving right. His moves don't match what he needs to be doing. You know, having his father there gave him some footing, but now he wants to take it all on him. And dude already told him, he said, fuck you. I'm not following you.
This is what we're doing right now. That's what people were saying, that's why he never bowed in front of him.
Right. Right. And mocked him, too.
Yeah, like, he spit and everything.
You know, and then he called out facts. He spit all facts.
Like, he said, well, your dad was supposed to be down with Rob. He played him.
He bent down and called him king of the north. I was like, ooh.
Well, I guess what? Jon Snow's just going to come back and be Robb Stark now. He's going to make his legitimacy, and he's going to bring the same fight that Robb Stark was going
to
bring.
Well, see, in the books, though, there is there's supposedly undercover, there's supposed to be a will that Robb Stark wrote that said Jon Snow can have everything he has. Mm-hmm. That he was like, yo, he's good. Like, there's supposed to be a letter that says that Jon Snow is legitimized to be Jon Stark.
I believe that.
That he wrote, like, you know, before battles and stuff, like, hey.
But here's my question then about Jon Snow. Mm-hmm. Is that who knows the truth? The truth's going to come out.
Only person who knows the truth is Howland Reed, the one that stabbed Arthur Dame in the back, and Ned. That's it.
That's how his mother comes up? Who Jon Snow's mother is?
Jon Snow's mother is... Only person you know is Ned and Howard Reed. That's it.
Right.
That's it. Two people know. One of them is dead. And one of them is Roland with Bran. One of them's daughter is Roland with Bran. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think everything opens up and he'd be like, yo,
the ends on the Stark side, once again, it's Game of Thrones, so anything could happen. Yeah, and now we're working outside of scripted material, too. You know? So 100%. anything could happen. But it's starting to make sense. Like I said before, this year, at least two of them have to link up. Mm-hmm. At least two of them.
It's not enough space. It's not enough space in this area.
Yeah, like they're both like right here. Like they're in like North and South Dakota.
Yeah.
Next to each other. Whereas before, one of them was in like Gary, Indiana, and the other one was in Chicago. And then the Merc went down to Gary with Rob, and Arya couldn't even find him. Wasn't Sansa like on the way there too at the same time?
Well, see, yeah, Sansa passed. Well, she had just left the veil.
Yeah, like shit was like getting like tight. Like it's gonna happen. Like they can't tease it anymore. They gotta get together.
One of the sleepers, though, I think she's going back to fuck Littlefinger up, though, too. I think Sansa might go...
Littlefinger's still there with the Tullys, isn't he?
No. The Vale.
Oh, that's
he's
right.
He's the king of the Vale.
That's true.
Because remember, he married her aunt.
That's true, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. There's a scene, though, where he's like, yo, woo. I'm thinking she's just trying to go back. That's why I think that she's taking on
She don't throw Littlefinger through that...
Through that hole. Dude, you send me out to get raped by some random ass dude, dog.
Yeah, that's true. If Brianna ain't gonna have that, she's gonna go. They gonna go to war.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we got all of that. We got where the Starks are. Let's go to Arya. Arya's storyline is intriguing because Arya's kind of like low key like Daredevil now, and then she gets her eyes back. Like I'm not even gonna lie. Like I was low key hoping that she was just gonna be like a trill ass Daredevil, like
and just be blind the whole time and just be
cold
just
with the cane, cold with the canes and the karate like Daredevil is, like radar.
But I think she's lying about what she's saying though. Like with her saying I want to get myself. I think she's thinking like I'm gonna get my sight back and learn all this shit, but I'm still gonna fuck up everybody. Because the whole thing of her being an assassin though is like not to fuck up everybody that she has on her list. Because that's why she got fucked up. That's why she got blinded in the first place. She killed one of the people on her list.
How can Arya come back into the fold with the rest of them though? Or is she?
I don't think she's gonna come back in the fold. I think she's gonna be just some old random ass Deadpool
walking
around just killing random people though.
You think she's gonna really be a many faced person though?
Yeah, but she's gonna be just popping in and out just killing random people though.
Her storyline is weird to me. It's still kind of convoluted how they went about doing that. And it's strange to me what they did with the many-faced people.
I'm hoping that there's a big payoff about it in the end. It doesn't have to be a happy one. I just want for it to make sense.
Something.
Yeah, something's got to give in that storyline. But like right now, I don't know exactly where it's going, and it's weird to me. And
that's kind of strange. But I mean, you know, I thought it was kind of dope how Arya got her stuff back together. I thought it happened kind of quick though. Like I thought that I could tell that they were kind of a lapse in time. It was a montage type thing. I would have liked to have seen her get back, though, and had at least a show's worth of time before she got all the way back right.
I mean, she still has people she can link up with, though.
No, but I'm talking about with the whole Vision. And
yeah, but I'm talking about, like, she has people she can go back and link up with and still keep herself, though. You got Gendry.
Do you think she's leaving the
Yeah, they're going to send her on a mission, though. She's going to do whatever the fuck she got to do, though, at the same time, though.
They're going to find her if she tried to dip.
No. I'm talking about they're going to send her on a mission to kill some random dude with some fishing quarry. She going to kill him, but then when I get back.
But see, that's the thing. You can't escape them because they're the many-faced people.
Right. But I'm saying, but I think she's going to master the many-faced situation, though, where she can still do what she's going to do, though, and then still do what she got to do, though. On some, like, covert thing, like, oh, yeah, I killed Tom over at this fishing wharf that owed money to the Iron Bank in Braavos, but I still wasn't going to kill the, you know, whoever, Cersei. Whoever. Let's say Cersei, for instance, though.
Damn.
So let's go on the King's Landing. Let's go on to King's Landing, though, man.
The king bucked up.
But is it buck up or is it a fucking fuck up? Like, more of a thing like, I ain't getting no pussy, man. Like,
I think he got his balls. You know what? I think he got his balls back underneath him by making good with his moms.
No, I think his mom more, it was more like, I think it was more of his mom, like, pressuring his lifestyle. Like, you know I'm your mama, right?
Well, you know what's happening right now, though, is that they're getting ready to buck up over there between between the Tyrells and the Lannisters. They're
because,
about to buck
yeah,
up.
Yeah, because they still... Because Cersei still has to have a trial. And then the Tyrell's daughter is still in jail. So all of that's got
to
happen.
Does somebody have to win and lose between the royal family and between... The high church,
yeah. Because there's gonna be you saw the next week preview that there's so allegedly that the High Sparrow are supposed to pick Clegane's brother, which is the Hound, to be their fucking champion because they're gonna say I want to try by fight. Somebody's supposed to do trial by fight, allegedly.
Who's and they're gonna take them out?
They're going no. Cersei and them take the mountain.
Yeah, no, that's
the
what
High Sparrow and them take the Hound. And that's his brother.
Oh, yeah. And they fought before.
Yeah.
Many times.
That's why he's got the scar. That's why the big ass scar does.
Oh, are they going to bring the Hound back? Like, how is
Yeah, the Hound is still alive, though, they're saying.
Really?
Yeah.
How did I miss
that? In the book, though, it's a character they alluded to that.
But I mean, in the show, though, like, they got to stay true to the show. Like,
he wasn't dead all the way, though. Remember, she just left him. Doesn't mean that nobody said he was dead. Remember in this last episode, Arya says, I think he's, I don't know. Remember, she's like, did you leave him to die? He's like, I don't know. Remember, she's like, I don't know. She's like,
the Hound get tied up with the church, though? Like,
yeah, I mean, that's some old, like that's a bigger.
The church, you know, the Hound being with the church is some crazy shit.
Maybe he want to kill his brother. Because yeah, his brother true. Wanted to fuck his whole game up. That's why true. He ended up being the Hound.
Since day one, he been fucking with his flow.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's true. Right, so, I mean, like, the thing I look at when I look around at everything that's going on with the Lannisters right now is that they are kind of in disarray. Like, they not getting their props. Like, all the folks got up and walked away from them at the table and was like, unless you're going to kill us all, we ain't got to sit here and deal with y'all at all. And we out. Like, I feel like the throne don't mean shit right now. And I think that that's a little bit...
That's a very good fucking
And I feel like that's kind of a little bit of a slip and a fall. Because here's the thing. If you go all the way back to the beginning with Robert Baratheon, mm-hmm. Yo, the throne had power.
And like, everything was real. Like, yeah. Everybody was in line.
I think that the Game of Thrones, what we're seeing play out...
I think the rumor, the fact that Robert Baratheon's kids wasn't his kids. I think that's what, and that rumor got out. I think that's what messed up everything. No, the fact that they know that Cersei and Jaime were fucking.
I think that.
So that's what I think. That's what I think it messed up everything. Even if it was some side dude named Jonathan over someone, so I think they would be more believable or whatever.
Well, but I mean, but I think even just being a viewer of the show, like just looking at what's going on, like I kind of wish that there was kind of like a stopgap power. You know what I mean? Like I wish that there was somebody that was just like.
But that was like, that's what's been Tywin. Tywin was that.
Tywin was that. Now the fact that they killed Tywin, there's nobody. It's anarchy now. Which might anarchy's not a bad thing. This season is all about anarchy. But here's the thing. I don't foresee there being a point where the throne matters, though, unless they kill the king. Who becomes the king if they kill the king?
Well, the whole thing is that they're trying to replace that with a Targaryen, which goes into Jon Snow,
with what we know right now on the show. Mm-hmm. This is what we know is being presented in the plot line. Let's say they kill the king this week.
Okay.
Well, does it matter? Do you care?
No. Oh, okay. Book-wise, I'm going to tell you what happens book-wise. If the king gets killed this week, there has to be a council of all the other realms, which goes back to disarray because there's a disarray with all these kingdoms. So you're going to bring in the Sand Snakes from Dorne? Because they get a vote.
Yep.
They get a vote. The Vale gets a vote. So you're going to bring in Littlefinger? So Littlefinger gets a vote because he married the Queen of the Vale. Mm-hmm. So he gets a vote. And then you have to go to Winterfell. So you're going to give Ramsay a vote? Mm-hmm. So Ramsay's got a vote. So then you go to the Old Town area, which is Samwell's dad. You give them a vote. They haven't been involved.
Who's going to show up this week, though?
Yeah, Samwell's dad is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm saying, you got to give a vote to the Iron Islands. They get a vote too, even though they revolted. They get a vote.
So who takes that vote?
But isn't this so? It's no. If the king dies this week, though, it's very much though that some random dude that can step up with some sandals
all
and
I'm just go saying, up in
there and say I will be king. On
his all I'm court. Saying is, all I'm saying is that right now, based on how shit is being presented around the throne itself, it's too loose. Like it's too loose. Like having a king at the center of all of this power grab would be strong, but that king ain't shit. Even if it was Joffrey, it would be better.
Better than now. Yes. Yeah, because he had a little bit more stranglehold.
Dude don't want to be king.
He just want to be happy.
Right. He just want to fuck his badass cougar.
And just be happy.
Yeah, that's all he want to do. He's not a king. He doesn't want anything to do with this.
And then the whole thing is, even more on a deeper level, though, you know her brother got cast as Iron Fist for the Marvel series. Mm. So we ain't going to see him in this whole series, though. So the person that that started this whole thing probably won't even be in this season.
That's true. Iron Fist is shooting right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, then they said he didn't shoot anything, period, because he was doing his testing and all that for Iron Fist. He was like, I'm going to get this Marvel money, and
yeah, you don't pass on Marvel money.
Right? Yeah, and I'm going to be in
not even for 15 Game of
different
Thrones.
Series, because I'm going to be in Jessica Jones, I'm going to be in Luke Cage.
For Game of Thrones, you don't pass on Marvel money right now.
Marvel money is lottery money.
Yes, Marvel and entertainment right now, Marvel money is foolproof. That's paid in full bread right there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, so when I go back and I look at that, you know, the only thing I kind of wish is that, you know, we had a little bit stronger footing in King's Landing.
But I think that's the best part of King's Landing, that we don't have a footing.
I can see that. I mean, the High Sparrow is probably the strongest person in King's Landing right now.
Yeah, I mean, it was gangster though when the whole scene with Jaime walking in and everything with his daughter.
He's looked at the Lannisters in the last 2 weeks and been like, fuck
you.
Like, Jaime came in. Only thing I kind of sit there and look at Jaime, and the thing I like about Jaime's character is I look at the what if. Because if he still had that right hand, he'd have cut that motherfucker in half.
I think that him.
Jaime Lannister was a bad motherfucker.
I don't know. But I think his right hand gives him more discernment. Getting more towards Kevon, which is Kevon Lannister. Kevon Lannister is super smart. They're not showing it in the series, though, but he's super smart and very calculate.
I think that what's going to end up happening eventually is that Jamie's going to come out in a situation he's going to be trilled with that left hand.
Oh, yeah. But I'm saying, but him not having a right hand makes him more patient about what I'm going to do, though. He probably practicing in the back end, though.
There's been no character on this show that's had more growth than Jaime Lannister.
Oh, by far.
None.
By far.
None. Nobody has had more. Maybe Jon Snow. Maybe.
No.
But
even Jaime, in the books, though, Jaime Lannister is like the dopest.
Yeah, Jaime Lannister has had more growth than anybody else on that show. Because he's gone from being just a pompous asshole piece of shit to being an anti-hero, to being a sympathetic character, to now being kind of the pendulum. Kind of being the justifier. Yeah.
And it's somewhat saddening because in the books, Jaime went back to Castle Rock trying to figure out what's going on in the Vale and all these different places. And he's still fucking with his sister Cersei like, I got your back.
Mm-hmm.
But another thing, going back to Ramsay though, I was thinking about, does Ramsay gotta holler at the Freys though? Because that's the Frey daughter he killed with the baby. Does he...
That's all gonna come back. That's
because
all,
yeah, he's gotta holler at them,
yeah,
right?
All of that's gonna come back around.
Because he's gotta, you know, he gotta talk
do
to them,
you
right?
Know what he's gonna do is
because you got these random Stark families somewhere out there. They knew what happened. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? That somebody's sick. We know what it is. So that means you gotta holler at the Freys, though, right?
How does the House of Stark come back together?
I think that everything's gonna be. I think Sansa's gonna not.
Can
I think
the
Sansa's
North,
gonna,
the North
gonna
can't
be,
march until
Sansa's
the Starks
gonna
are
be the
together.
Leader of everything, though.
The North can't march until the Starks are together.
No, not at all. They ain't gonna fuck with nothing.
Jon Snow's
so frightening.
Jon Snow's coming out the North.
No, I think Sansa is. I think Jon Snow will help Sansa solidify the North, but he's gonna march on and do what
so
he
you think
do.
You think that he needs the Stark name through Sansa in order to do it?
No, he's gonna figure out his Targaryen name though, through Bran.
So you think Bran and Jon Snow are gonna link up?
No, I think Bran is gonna do his whole.
And how does Rickard? And how does Rickard? I mean, Rickard carries a long name in the
but,
Stark.
Oh, okay. You know what? Not Sansa. Rickard may even take over the North. If the whole plot idea that it's a whole plot that they bringing them in though to try to take over the thing though, then Rickard is the one then. But maybe Sansa's up front though too. Like, yo, like we got our family home. Cool. Everybody good. Everybody having a good time.
I don't know. You know what? And I don't want to do a disservice to the whole storyline that could come up by trying to, you know, to fantasy book it too much. But I think that based on what we're being presented on right now, where do you think Jon Snow's going? Like, he just walked away from the Wall. That's all we know is that he walked
away
from
the
Wall.
You're going to the top, man. Like, you ain't got to worry about the top.
But where do you
think
he's going?
You just died.
But
you
like,
going
where,
to the top.
Like, where do you think he's walking to right now?
I think he's going to have the wildest roll with him. I think he's going
to... You think they're going to follow him from the Wall?
You just saw a dude just undie.
I know, but
though.
Do you
and think... You show,
but
think about it. You showed up at your job, though, and some guy that just came back that you didn't know. And he's like, hey, y'all want... Think about it. It's like Jerry Maguire. You saw that I'm going to do this. You want to walk over here right now? Come on. Not the... Jerry Maguire was a little bit more on his side. But think about... He came in. He left the company. And he was like... Man, John ain't gonna, he gonna be all fucked up.
It was like when
him.
Batman came back from Batman's prison, and they was like, "Oh, Batman's back."
No, I'm talking even on the career level though. Some dude come back and everybody's talking about like, "Yeah, he ain't gonna get no sales. He ain't gonna do nothing though." He showed back up in the lobby though, and he got Jordan with him. I'm just saying, coming back to life. So Jordan and LeBron sitting there with him like, "We doing it? Who rolling with me?"
That sounds like my job. That actually happens at my job.
But I'm saying though, are you not going to be like, you know what? Let me get my stapler and my cell phone up under my thing, though, and I'm walking out with him.
Yeah, I understand that.
I guarantee some people from the Wall going to leave too, though, and asking if they can leave the Wall.
I think the thing that I look at, and I look at, I think Jon Snow's about to, I hope he's gone for like two episodes.
He's not though.
I know. He's the star of the show.
He's the star of the show.
Yeah, I mean, he can't be gone. I mean, he can't be gone like that. I wish he could. The thing about it is, I just think that Jon Snow's character, I think he's like Sting in WCW in like '97. Like, you just look up like
just
Jon
a touch
Snow's
away from
watching.
The title.
Yeah, exactly.
Touch away from
like he like, you know, I can have it whenever I want to. But Sting just sits up there and like looks.
Then Lex Luger get it.
Yes, Lex Luger. Ramsey's Lex Luger.
Yeah, Lex Luger. I just do the rap.
But like, I look at him, and I just, I'm like, damn, they could do. I just, Jon Snow could just be the dopest enigmatic character like of all time. He could. I hope he's not on this episode. I hope he's not on this week's show. I hope he's not until maybe the last scene. But Melisandre gonna go with him though. Because she believes in him.
That she believes he's the Fire King.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so we talked about a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. We got to go to the east, though, right?
We do.
Yeah. Dude, man.
Where did those dragons go?
I got a theory, man. Hold on real quick. So, we got the east, so... Got the whole East thing, the situation going with Tyrion. There's a whole theory that says Tyrion is a Lannister, and that's not Lannister, he's a Targaryen, so therefore that's why his dad is so upset with him. I'm just putting the streets out there. I put the streets out there, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I don't believe in it. But they're saying that the reason that Tywin hated Tyrion so much is because he was actually a Targaryen and his wife cheated on him.
Wow, that's
right. I know. Yeah,
that's soap opera.
It's the world turns, you know.
That's like ultra really soap opera-ish.
Like don't really work out like that, but that's the whole. They were saying that's why he can communicate with dragons and everything. Not the fact that he can just research some shit, but so what? What do you think about the whole East situation? With you got so you got Daenerys sitting out there with the Dothraki wives of death. They want to kind of keep her trapped. And they have something planned for her that we don't know about. And we haven't seen, you know, Grayscale and her side dude. You know, they're calling Grayscale and side dude. They supposed to show
up. Hey, he's like the ultimate, like, he's like the ultimate Splacavellian. Like,
he's the best Splacavellian other, though. Like, he's like, he's the version of the... Like, the best side chick.
Like, he's kind of the guy I aspire to be in life. Like, I kind of want to be him. Like, dope chick. Like, she's not really concerned with the other stuff, but she got to do it. And then she messes with me on the legit level.
Yeah, but like and she ain't messing with nobody else, though. But no, like, I just can't know that she'll know me.
Like, yeah, like, that's...
But I'm there, though, so it ain't like she don't keep me around.
No, she respects... She
I can't be the king.
She put some respect on my name.
Yeah.
I get it. You know what I'm saying? But like,
he said she puts respect.
But anyway, but I don't know. I mean, I feel like apparently they're gonna be, based on what I can see from this week, they're gonna find her where she's at.
Yeah, but no, I was thinking that from the previews, and maybe it's just messed up vision of myself though. It felt like Grayscale was fighting side dude.
Hopefully.
And he get done or just fight each other.
Here's the thing. Those goddamn dragons. I thought they had their moment finally when they flew her out of the joint last year, but it didn't work out. Them dragons need to fucking pay up this season and come get her ass.
Just ride out and just do
it. Yes!
Just fucking put in work.
Yes! Them dragons in the next to last show of the season, them dragons need to fly on in and do some work. Some work. I think that with Tyrion...
Get Drogon for wherever he is, though, fucking around, though, fucking some
yes.
hoes, though, doing...
Yes,
get,
like,
get
grab
drunk.
Him up. Like, there ain't no hoes out there for him. You're a dragon.
Bro, so he might be drinking or kicking it, though. Drogon, quit bullshitting. We need to get
they
out
need the dragon to ride up on him and be like,
you don't want
out.
To be like Super Batman vs. Superman, basically, where his mama's... Martha? You don't know... That he don't know where his mama at.
Martha?
Yeah, you don't want to be his mama at, or basically.
Right? They need to... I feel like they got to insert that... into the story somehow. I don't know exactly how. I don't know how it works out, but I don't know. I guess my opinion about where the whole East is at right now is that's probably the most measured storyline in the entire
season so far.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with letting it play out because I feel like Dany was getting boring to me the last few years.
Yeah.
And I feel like having her go through this kind of makes a little
and
bit
and it feels
more
dope
sense.
With having Tyrion trying to figure out what's going on with the whole him and Varys. You're talking about
here's
the two dude. Most smart people in the whole series
in the end,
together.
In the end, there's going to come a point where, two of the three, Littlefinger's smart as hell.
Yeah.
Tyrion,
okay, good.
Tyrion, Varys, and Littlefinger. Varys who also looks like Carlos.
But Littlefinger don't have Varys, though. Varys is kind of connected. It'd be like me and you, we sitting there and chop it up and we'll... Think about different things by talking to each other, though. He don't have that, though.
No. I get that.
Varys connected with somebody else is just on the same
Varys
level.
Always got people on the streets, though. He got them.
But okay, so even keep on Varys, though. So you think those same little birds that went with the mad scientist dude, I can't remember his name, though. Mad scientist dude, you think those his same little birds?
No, I don't think so. I think everybody got them.
So you think those are new little birds?
Yeah.
That he's trying to train new little birds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he got. I think it's a whole new thing going on right there. Like, I feel like he's just taking after the ways of how things
work. And he's trying to do the same thing that Varys did.
Yeah, in King's Landing. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Because that was one of the things I was thinking about. I was like, well, you know what? Damn, did he take over the same little birds that he had? Or
yeah, I think that's just a little bit of the same type of, you know, a little bit of the same type of flavor, different source. But, you know, the thing I look at is I like the story with her. I like how she's in there. I think the plot twist happened with her being in there. I think there's going to be, like, you kind of thought that she was going to go through, like, a struggle being in there with those widows. But I feel like the main widow kind of took after her. So it was kind of like, you know, like, hey, everybody here, it felt like they was the end-all, be-all at some point or another. But game now you're here with us.
But you. But that goes back to my theory. But you can't leave, she's going to get all these queens, though, to link up with her. Though, that's how she gets the Dothraki.
No, Dany's smart, man.
That's why I think she's going to get all these different dead queens, though, to get a bit of build up, get everybody together, though, and then I can go out and get the people, though, and everything, and bring them back.
Yeah, Dany's smart. I feel like she's going to leverage her situation to work out, you know what I'm saying?
Even at a low point, though, she'll just play the cut.
Yeah, and yeah, that's the type of chick she is, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's smart like that. She'll play the cards, let things work out, because she's seen worse than this.
She wasn't good in Terminator, though.
No, she was bad in that. She was really bad in that, you know. But I mean,
she left out, though. She
got blonde hair, she's Trill.
Yeah, but she left the Terminator series, though.
Mm, well, she, yeah, good.
So they trying to figure out.
I didn't even see the last Terminator. I had no. I
saw the Terminator in the preview. Go watch the trailer. You can see the whole movie.
No, I don't want to.
No. The trailer is the whole movie.
No.
I'm trying to tell you that.
I like the one with Christian Bale, but that was the last.
But people sleep on that, though.
No, that one was dope.
People sleep on
that. That one was dope.
Shout out to Alicia, though, man. I want to see that with Alicia.
Like, Christian Bale, at that point in time, was rolling deep. Like, you couldn't fuck with him. He's Batman still. He's doing some shit in between being Batman. Like, it's just like, respect Batman's gangster.
Yeah, and I'm going to do some of those in the back end. Yeah. Yeah, shout out to Alicia, though, man. Me and Roy went to see that with her, man. Shout out to her, though, man. We went to Moolah to see that.
I saw Dark Knight Rises in Moolah.
I saw Dark Knight Rises in Moolah too.
Yeah.
And I saw Transformers.
That's the only time I've ever been there was Dark Knight.
And three in there.
Good stuff. Oh, we got a big St. Louis listening base here.
This doesn't matter. People Google.
but anyway, though, so like, I like Danny's storyline. And I do, you know, the thing between Splacavelli and between old Stonehand. That's
Splacavelli.
Yeah, it's Sir Splacavelli and Stonehand. It's only gonna work out for so long.
They gotta fight each other.
They got to. Like, it's the only thing that makes sense. So, you know, that being what it is, you know, I don't know what's gonna happen there. I feel like they're giving that time. They're giving that story time to water and grow and stuff like that. And that's dope. And I like the fact that they're also starting to put other little stories in there too. Like Sam showed up.
Yeah, that was dope with Sam showing up, man.
Yeah, I was glad Sam showed up.
His kid, though, but if you
see, he's like in the ultimate Billie Jean situation. Like, Sam is out here. I can see Sam like being out there, like running in the thing, the street lighting up and shit before the end of the year.
Because it ain't my child.
Yeah, but he claiming it though. That's his kid, little Sam. Little Sam, he doing the right thing. You know, Samwell Tarley is a stand up gentleman.
Hey. Samuel is all
Ralph Tresvant style.
Oh shit. Sensitivity.
See, I'm a stone cold gentleman.
That type of cat.
Damn. That's crazy the fact that you think about it like that.
But something's about to happen with that storyline though. Him going back to the crib.
Because
his daddy ain't want him there at
all. And his brother didn't want it because the reason he went to the Night's Watch is because his brother's supposed to inherit the kingdom. He's like, I ain't want no hate. Same way, basically, he joined the Night's Watch for the same reason that, not Brayden. What's, the one that the Night's Watch, his uncle, the uncle.
For Benjen?
Benjen.
Yeah.
Same reason Benjen went to Night's Watch, the same reason that he did, that Samwell did.
I like Benjen, man. I need him to make a triumphant comeback.
Are they saying he might be the Night's King?
Yeah, I know. That's weird.
The whole thing is, though, if you look at the pictures for the series or the different previews, in previews, though, that...
If Benjen came back, would he be the guy?
What do you mean, he'd be the guy?
Would he inherit what Ned lost?
No, because he's still a member of the Night's Watch.
Still is the...
John can inherit it because he died. I gave up my whatever I had, but I still own this.
So when you join the Night's Watch, you give up all your inheritance.
For one life. That's the whole thing, though.
So John, but there's got to be a legitimate son, though. So Bran stands there.
No, Bran and Rickon is the ones that... But Bran don't probably want it, though. That's why Bran's, it goes back to what you think about. As they know, Rickon is probably the one that probably can most likely get inherit.
Over Sansa?
No, but I'm saying, does Sansa die? Does she... But Rickon is the one in the... He put himself in the cut, though. If the whole plot of him being there for this, though, was true, he put himself in the cut.
Yeah, he did. He get
But he's 17 Rick. Now, though. He got to get a mind of his own, though. Even though he only was 10. Though. Rick ain't got no dick, though.
He can fuck around and have no dick. Fuck with that dude.
Varys had no dick till she was a baby, though. They cut his off.
Balls. Dips is not having a dick and not having no balls.
Very true. So he's a unit. He's a unit.
Both of them suck, first of all. That's a three-man party.
No. I thought he had a no dick, too, though.
I don't know. There was a conversation I heard
about whether the Joker had a dick or not.
So is that a whole thing of, like, the Joker's basically, like, he gets nuts off by fucking people?
You said, does the Joker have a dick?
Wow.
I was like, I don't know. Harley Quinn.
That's some interesting shit, though.
Harley Quinn like him.
She's been down forever. She's
Harley
been
down Quinn, by law. Bad, Harley Quinn, bad little piece of work, too.
And Margot Ritchie. Down by law.
Margot Ritchie playing Harley
and
Quinn.
And he got her about the... He ain't got her off the streets. He got her off being...
At Arkham.
She was a psychiatric minister. He got her off. He didn't get her, you know, some game. He got her off like, you know what I be. Like,
not on some, like... The Joker's the greatest villain of all time.
Yeah, by far.
Okay.
By far.
Over Vader?
You gotta put Magneto in there too.
Magneto's kind of anti-hero.
Yeah, but also
Dr. Doom's a bigger villain than Magneto.
Ooh.
Dr. Doom ain't a stitch of good in him. Magneto think he doing the right thing. Dr. Doom doing what he wants to do for himself.
He want
to
be on some ill shit.
Yeah.
But no, but Dr. Doom is the anti-hero too though, because he made his own country though, and everybody's fed and everything they want to do, as long as they listen to him.
Well, but every villain has a goal outside of serving themselves, though, like world domination.
Yeah,
like,
but he made his own country, though, that they don't have to worry about.
Brainiac? Brainiac's just trying to destroy the world.
Brainiac's one hope is you jack him off at one time.
Apocalypse is pretty strong.
Same thing.
I heard bad things about the movie, but I don't
Yeah. The movie's bad.
I don't care, man.
I'm done with the X-Men, man. I told y'all, all the people that know I'm off of this shit, man.
The movies that people end up saying bad sometimes, I'd be like, it's not bad.
It's gonna be bad, though, man. You saw I hope, like, one of my boys,
I got like a long-term established thing with Olivia Munn, though. I gotta go see.
No, but she's only there 15 minutes, though, so you don't worry about it, though.
That's all time I need with her.
Yeah, well, fine. Shout out to my boy Jay from the Nerd Apocalypse. He saw the preview joint on Monday.
Shout out to Aaron Rodgers.
At 1 o'clock.
Shout out to Aaron Rodgers for smashing Olivia Munn.
But think about it, the preview's at 1 o'clock.
In the afternoon?
Yeah.
Why?
What do you think? Because they trying to get over. Same thing happened with Fantastic Four. Any bad movie, you put it on at 1 o'clock, but nobody can review it.
I watched Fantastic Four.
And there's no more previews, period.
I watched Fantastic Four last week, and it wasn't ultra terrible.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I didn't hate it.
Yes, it is. I hate it.
I'm sorry really, for the,
what part
I'm sorry for the tangent, y'all, but I mean...
That's fine. That's all nerdy, so what was good on that part?
I mean, I haven't watched the entire thing yet.
Okay, then. So what are you talking about?
There's like 20 minutes left, but...
20 minutes left? You know that was... Do you see the part when they went to the bunker and then it says a year later?
No, not yet.
Yeah. Go back and rewatch it, and then it's that last 20 minutes.
Okay, well, I mean, I get a disclaimer by saying that the parts that I've seen so far don't really bother me.
Right. But here's it's a new movie at that point.
Here's the thing I'll say, though, is that the Fantastic Four got discontinued in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the best-selling comics in the history of time.
It's the first one.
And it got...
They're the first one.
And it got,
don't give it off like that it's being good. It's the first one.
And it got discontinued after that movie.
The only thing they have is Dr. Doom. That's the only reason that Marvel won it, because of Dr. Doom.
Well, the Fantastic Four worked for the
stretchy,
time it worked in.
Fire.
It beat
Rockman.
It beat the odds. Spider-Man lasted. Spider-Man came out a couple months after Fantastic Four.
Yeah, but they basically tried to do the Earth, Wind, and Fire and Water thing, though, within themselves, though, and it didn't work out.
I never had a true beef with the Fantastic
Four. I hate the Fantastic Four, though. They lock in Dr. Doom, though, to be able to get money, though, somewhere else.
It wasn't my comic.
Go watch any of the Marvel comics, though.
Bad.
You don't think that's what the original or the movie?
Not the series. The series is amazing. The movie. The first movie was terrible, though.
The movie was bad. But it wasn't bad as Fantastic Four.
There have been worse movies than that Fantastic
Four. No. It's been worse. I'll put Elektra in there as well as being worse.
Ghost Rider.
Which one? One or two?
Both together.
Okay.
A special type of terrible.
I will say two more than one.
Well, there's a movie that we don't even act like existed in the whole Marvel lexicon. It was that Punisher with
Thomas Jane?
Not Thomas Jane, the second one.
That's the time. Oh, you're talking about the one in between.
Yeah, that just...
Which would have been...
like Vinnie Jones or some shit.
2003, 2004, you're talking about.
That shit was terrible.
You're not talking about Punisher Warzone.
Yes, Warzone.
Warzone is the last one.
I know. It was terrible.
Okay, well, you need to talk. Teddy's going to fight you, though, because Teddy thinks that shit is all
the Thomas Jane was terrible, too.
With the missile with hitting people out there and shit.
It was a dope-ass action movie, but as far as, like, things happening, like, the movie making sense, that shit didn't make any sense. The one with Dolph Lundgren is the best movie they've ever made so far.
Oh, and for Punisher?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Dolph Lundgren was the shit.
No, the one in 2004 was straight, though, with,
Thomas Jane?
No. It's the one before Thomas Jane, though, but, fuck. Can't think of who the villain is, though, man.
Listen, man.
No. I'm
Dolph Lundgren and Lou Gossett was doing it in that Punisher. Have you seen that movie from 89?
Yeah.
I own that movie because I thought it was so dope.
No, I'm talking about John Travolta was the villain in there. That was a straight movie.
That was Thomas Jane.
No, Thomas Jane was the second one. There's another dude and it's the first
one. No. That one was after that. Thomas Jane was before that one. The one with Diesel in that big ass tugboat shirt. Kevin Nash. Kevin Nash is in that tugboat shirt.
The one I'm talking about is even more ridiculous than
that. Yeah, the one after that is the one that I'm saying is dumb as hell. It's ridiculous. Elektra sucked. The first Hulk was barely stomachable with Eric Bana. Fantastic Four with Jessica Alba worked for me because Jessica Alba. It worked for chicks because Captain America.
What the old Jessica Alba thing, though? She was trying to get her paper. I ain't mad at her, though.
I love Jessica Alba. I loved her.
Thomas Jane was in the one. You right. 100%
she had,
right.
She had a body back then. She doesn't have a body anymore now. I don't know what happened to her.
Warzone had... Because that's the one Teddy will
fight. It was the dude from Rome.
Ray Stevenson. Yeah. I'm sorry about that. And Dominic and West. Why the fuck are Dominic and West was in that?
He was Jigsaw.
Yeah, but I know, but I'm saying, you're talking about Nolte from the fucking The Wire, though. Why the fuck is he in there?
McNulty shouldn't be in anything ever again. Like, he should just stop and just be McNulty forever. He's my hero. Tangent. Ultra tangent. Mm-hmm. But anyway, though, so, like, going back, what do you expect to see happen this week?
I have no idea. But I think that we'll see Sansa. Trying to figure out where she's going to go. I hope I don't see Jon Snow.
Do you think Sansa's headed north? Like towards the wall? Because she knows Jon Snow is
there. Yeah, but I think they're going to link up there.
They're going to run into each other going through the wall.
Yeah.
Does Brienne know Jon Snow? I don't think she knows who he is.
Mm-mm. But Sansa does, of course.
But I know, I'm just saying, like, it could cause for like a...
I think Brienne was wrong with Renly.
It could be like a brief static right there. Like I just want to have like a quick fight between the two of them.
She had a 13-foot motherfucker. He had a 13-motherfucker walking with him and shit though. You need to talk about some shit.
He does have a Megazord walking down the street with him. He's got fucking.
Hey, look. He's got fucking. Crazy, though, he lost like all his best friends though to his brother Megazord. You know, that was the one that was winning. That was his brother.
Mm-hmm.
So the brother Megazord. All his best friends was like 13. Remember all them 13 motherfuckers laid out in the motherfucking That was so. That's where John got to roll with him. No period though. He has to keep himself in line with that.
That's true. That's true. So this year, this week, yeah, I think we're gonna have. They're gonna try to get into the Dothraki Rocky camp this week.
I think we're gonna see a lot of Sansa.
I think that the Tyrells and the Lannisters are gonna
a
definitely
lot of Iron Island too. A lot of Iron Island too.
Yeah, for sure. I think that the Lannisters and the Tyrells are gonna make their play. Set up their play against the High Sparrow, at least.
So you think the Lannister Tyrells are going to roll together, though, for one?
Yep, for sure. I definitely think they are.
Because they got to get the daughter out, and Cersei was just going to get
it works in their best interest.
Cersei wouldn't get off the books.
It works in their best interest to work together because it keeps the king, who is the Lannisters, linked to the throne strong. Together, and it keeps the Tyrells linked together because that's the queen. Or his, you know, his boo thing.
Yeah, but
so you know that's how it works. So you got that, you know, and then I think that you're gonna start to have the story with at the Iron Islands to develop, and you're gonna have the story in the North with.
So do we not see Dorne though? If you think for a minute,
I don't think we see Dorne. I don't think there's any place for Dorne to play into it right now. Honestly,
I mean they bring it up though. I mean Dorne is like a whole. Remember they kept on saying like Dorne is.
Like, they can't go back to deal with what's going on in Dorne until they get shit done at King's Landing.
But the thing is, though, is, like, you have to, as a king and what's going on here, you gotta send an army, though, because the fact that...
Can you afford to send an army, though, when you need it in...
But you need to recognize it and figure out what we're gonna do, though, because they have a vote.
Why don't
if
they
the
just...
Has,
so,
you
let
gotta,
me ask
you
this.
Gotta stop that in a certain
Are the army in... King's Landing and the army at Casterly Rock the same people?
Yeah. I mean, they roll on with... Because Kevon is technically the overseer of everything that's in Casterly Rock.
Yeah.
But then you got to get Kevon on board, though, because Kevon is the brother of Tywin. So you got to get him on board, though, to be able to ride troops up. But then at the same time, you got all the... But you know what? Damn, it's all messed up because all the troops, nobody wants to be behind you 100% because everybody's got their own little beefs going on.
Boy, it seemed like at the time it made sense to knock Tywin out, but boy, they could use his ass right now.
Oh, yo, you can't tell me they can use Tywin right now.
Tywin would have looked at it and been like, y'all think y'all gonna walk in here and do what?
No, he'd have bowled up King's Landing and then went down the door and all. He wouldn't have done it on himself.
No, I'm talking about even that shit with Cersei. That wouldn't have went down.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have went down. And he wouldn't have no punk ass grandson either.
I think he knew though.
They fucked up.
I think he knows though.
I mean.
He knows. He knows about that shit though. He just wants to get the family intact and he don't give a fuck.
Remember, he sent Jaime out to go get Tyrion a long ass time ago. He said he's a Lannister and when the Lannister name gets...
But see, that's the thing that goes against... But then, I think about it because everybody thinks he's a Lannister. It's so many different...
Now, we just gotta go with, well, we just gotta go with what's in, presented in the show.
Yeah.
You know, like, we just gotta say, hey, this is it, this is that. It's what it is. So...
Shout out to, man, Arthur Dayne, man. Arthur Dayne was a fucking G, though. I wish he would be in... They need to do another series on the prequel thing, though. Showing Rhaegon Targaryen... Arthur Dayne, all these other dudes with G's that just hung
out. You're gonna have them go like Walking Dead, like with the fear of the Walking Dead.
No, I'm talking about like because they are actually already signed on to do a prequel series for Game of Thrones before everything though back before the Mad King and all that.
Before the Mad King,
like Mad King, like early young Mad King though. Oh. So you get to see Arthur Dayne, you get to see all these different people though. And then they were saying they were thinking about even scrapping it and going back to Duncan Egg though, Aegon's. Great grandfather and everything going back. So
he'll be interesting.
Got that though too.
It's like X Men First Class.
Yeah, basically it is. Yeah.
Hey man, so you know before we get out of here,
yeah,
you know
yeah,
we got the.
So your thoughts for next week? What do you think was happening?
I mean, that's what I think, man. I think that we're gonna see a lot of Lannisters and Tyrells together.
Mm.
I think that we're gonna.
They
gotta
combine, right?
Yeah, they have to. They ain't got no choice. They gotta rally the troops.
They on paper though to Braavos.
Yeah, they in trouble. They gotta come together. They have no choice but to come together. I think we're gonna see Sansa's mission get cleared up some. I think that we're gonna definitely see a lot of what goes on in the Iron Islands. And then we're gonna see a little bit of what happens with Ramsay and the young Stark that's shown up And then I think we're going to end the show up with seeing what Jon Snow's movement is. I think we're going to see what Jon Snow is. That's what I predict is going to happen. But there's going to be some things that happen in between that we can't call right now.
Mm.
And that's where the pool of death comes into play. That's where it comes into play.
Because a part of me thinks that he's going to marry back in the Targaryen family, though.
So we talked about it.
I think you might.
We talked about a lot of different things. We went on a little Marvel rant.
Daenerys. I think you might marry Daenerys.
Who?
Jon Snow.
No, I don't think so.
Why can't he?
I don't think there's going to be any marriage with Daenerys.
Why can't he?
I'm not saying he can't.
But the Targaryens married within their family, though.
We got a lot of development to do before that.
But I'm talking about in general. I'm talking about on a long end, though. You got to think about it. Because Targaryens married amongst Targaryens. So, therefore, her brother's son marries her.
But she's already went against tradition. Every kind of tradition that you possibly could go against.
How?
I don't think she does.
How did she go against tradition, though?
She married the Dothraki.
Yeah, her brother put her against that, though, so her brother was the one that orchestrated that.
Right, but he could have married her. Her brother
could have. No, they don't do birth, they'll do cousins.
Oh, well.
They'll do cousins and like she's a second aunt, basically.
Only the Lannisters go full gusto.
No, Lannisters don't do. They don't do.
Or do they?
Oh, okay. Well, the one set, yeah. Okay, the one set, yeah.
Or do they?
In general, but the Targaryens in general want to do that. They want to keep all Targaryen blood amongst themselves.
So I'm gonna do a quick plug, real quick. Yeah, about what I think plug, is whatever. Plug whatever. So like you know, a lot of the things we do here are kind of, you know, predicting the future, prognostications about what we think is gonna happen. Well, what we're doing over here in association with one of my websites, the Sports Fan Journal, is we're doing a pool of death for Game of Thrones. Where basically every week you got the opportunity to pick three characters that are currently alive on the show and decide if you think they're going to die.
You get points for them?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Because you get this pick randomly.
Yes. Oh. So it's a point-based system. You can get to pick three different people that you think are going to die in that week's episode of Game of Thrones. And there's a running tally kept throughout the rest of the season. So at the end of the season finale, whoever has picked the most correct deaths in that time-appropriate manner wins a $50 Amazon gift card. You can do some things with that on Amazon.
There you go.
It's real simple. It's real simple how it works, too. Real simple how it works.
So where do they go sign up for that?
So what you're going to do is you're going to send this over to the email every week, and you're going to send it over to them and give you an email address here, and you got to put three names of people that you think, or descriptions. Go to IMDb if you don't know who they are. Get their name or the description of the person, and send your name, send your email address to this email address so that you can be entered. It's CWHEDELT@gmail.com.
Repeat that one more time.
Once again, that is CWHEDELT@gmail.com. That's my man. That's my man Carden. He's a pop culture guy on our site. He keeps up with the show. We had discussions about this. He's running the pool of death. The pool of death came from the list on Deadpool where there was like, yo, I pick Wade Wilson to die in the Deadpool. You remember that?
Yeah, remember that scene? Yeah.
So yeah, we just turned it around for Game of Thrones. So you pick somebody each week. So each week you got to submit a new list. And you know, you get credit for the kills. You don't have to ride the same three people all year. It's like daily fantasy football or daily fantasy basketball or whatever like that. You pick a new group of people each week that you think are going to die that week. And you go forward and you do it that way. So, get involved. You know, enjoy it. You know, if you get two people... here's the thing. If you get one person out of the three correct, you get 2 points for that week. If you get two people out of your three correct, you get 5 points. So, there's a bonus. Mm-hmm. If all three people that you pick die that week, you get 10 points. Ooh. And with this being only the first week we've done it so far, only one person got somebody right. And he got my man that died at the very end of it. The leader of the insurgency against Jon Snow.
Oh, he's my Allison.
Allison, yeah. He picked him And he got 2 points. Mm. So, plenty of people could die.
So he ain't picking Arthur Dayne or nothing like that,
though. No. No. Mm. You can't, and one thing you can't do is you can't pick somebody that's died already, either. I don't know exactly how he would have worked this Jon Snow situation.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Do your points have to come off the board?
How do you pick all the different flashbacks?
Do your points have to come up? You can't pick Ned Stark because you know he's going to die eventually.
But no. But did you pick it like, I think Arthur Dayne might die this week, though, because they already cast Arthur Dayne in the whole spectrum.
You can pick him. You think
he's already dead now, though. So it gets my, I'm going to say, no, somebody the week before was like, man, I think Arthur Dayne going to die this week, though.
No, if he doesn't die that week, it doesn't count.
No, but he did, though, but how... He's not on the roster of characters, though. Arthur Dayne is...
If you look forward to a week's show, everybody that's on the show that week is listed on IMDb.
Okay, so you... Okay. Yeah.
So you go to IMDb. If you look at week four and week... They usually have at least 2 weeks in advance. You can pick who you think is going to die.
Okay.
And some deaths you just don't get credit for. Like, you couldn't have... There's no way you could have picked the guy that the mountain smashed his head into the wall. How are you going to pick that? You didn't even know who that guy was. Yeah. It's got to be a critical death in the show. It's got to be somebody that had some kind of stake in the show. So those are the main
characters. So the random dude, that doesn't count, right?
Yeah, no, he doesn't count. I wanted to pick the dude that the giant slapped against that wall. Like, he's my favorite death.
That was good money.
He's my favorite death, maybe in TV history.
Yeah, because he was sitting there taking a piss.
Yeah! And he got... Smacked against a wall like I killed flies like against my window.
And kept it moving.
Yeah, and kept it moving Megazord style. The Megazord of Game of Thrones.
Megazord of Game of Thrones. Alright, so once again, subscribe on LandoCal Experience on iTunes, Stitcher. Email is LandoCalPod@gmail.com. All your thoughts on the show, all the good stuff. You can hit me up on Dig Game on Twitter. Matt, where can you show up at?
Once again, man, I'm on Twitter. You can catch me at Cheap Seat Fan. That's at Cheap Seat Fan.
Alright, and next week we'll be back again, though. Hopefully we'll have Tyler and Raven back next week.
Maybe, unless they're lowering it still.
Well, maybe, can we get our other guest...
Our guest correspondent? We might be able to find a guest correspondent.
Yeah, we'll be back with the full crew, or some crew. Skeleton and I, though. We appreciate our love, though. See you on this episode of the Games of Thrones podcast. Peace.